The flowers are given to the glory of God in grateful praise for God's steadfast love. The vine surrounding the flowers symbolizes God's love always with us. The roses symbolize love, and the carnations represent joy.
Good morning. Welcome you all to worship service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. It is great to be back. You know, I had a very restful and productive time off, and while I enjoy it a full time, but it's so great to be back here and worship God with you all. Let me take a minute and tell you about our mask policy here. About a month ago, as the COVID situation was getting worse and worse, the reentry task force at St. Matthew's, you know, we decided to have all people in the sanctuary, you know, keep wearing the mask throughout the whole service. And now we are exploring a policy of the Acton Public Health Department. We got information that they strongly require all the speakers keep wearing masks while they're, you know, talking. But at this point, we got some feedbacks, you know, from the congregation that they may have a hard time to understand what's going on during the worship time with a mask, people mask talking with a mask. So for now, all the speakers will take off our masks while we'll keep our wearing mask rest of the time. But also singers will keep their mask on, you know, while they're singing. So that's the policy we keep at this point. But if anything changes, then we'll keep you updated. God is good. All the time. All the time. God is good. Let us worship God together.
I simply come, longing just to bring something that's a word that will bless your heart. You said the people in the way things are through. You're looking into my heart. I'll bring you. I'm coming back to the heart of
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God, for your blessings and divine love. As we prepare for this season of Lent, for Ash Wednesday, we are reminded of our mortality, and we pray for our reconciliation with God. We remember that Lent is not a time of sorrow, but a season of spiritual preparation. Preparation not for Jesus' death, but for his future and holy return. I pray for those with us today and for those who will hear these words another time. I pray for our neighbors, our friends, and our families. I pray for those in pain, in hunger or ill, homeless or economically challenged, that they may find relief in the near term as we work to make for a more generous people to surround them and help them. I pray they'll find long-term relief, as I especially pray for those working to address and solve the root cause issues underlying their pain, for those engaged in social and economic justice ministries. I pray that our country will heal and find peace and joy in the bounties that surround us. I pray that our world will heal and also find peace and joy as we find ways to share the bounties of the world with those for whom local resources are stretched too thin or even non-existent. On this Valentine's Day, I pray for peace, joy, happiness, love, and blessings for each of you and for all of you. Amen.
Amen. No matter what life's circumstance is, it is well with our soul. So because God is with us, and God has love and power that transcends our human understanding. If you are sitting or you're laying on the stool bed, you know, please stand up. Please rise in spirit and or in body, and let us sing it together. It is well with my soul.
Amen.
Good morning. I know you expected to see Josh, but what Pastor Janu and Josh decided was that it would be a good idea to let some of the others of the St. Matthew's family share the message with you. So every other week, Josh will be here, and then every other week, one of us in your family will be here to talk with you. I know many of you from Sunday school. I'm Miss Lynn. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Lynn Osborne, a member of the church. Today is a very special day. It's called Transfiguration Sunday. It's a time of an amazing story when Jesus is transfigured. But it's also a story about understanding and light and the change that I think comes to the three disciples that Jesus took with them. When you think of light, we can think of it in two ways. If you walk into a room and that room is very dark, or if you go out in the backyard after dark, one of the things you want to do is to find light. So you put on your flashlight, and that will give you some light to see. Also, when we don't understand something, and then somehow we find out what it is and we learn about it, we say, oh, a light went on, or I see the light. And in this story, light has a very important part. So let me tell you the story of the transfiguration, the great change that the disciples shared with Jesus. The disciples, three of the most active disciples, were Peter and James and John. And they had been with Jesus for a while, but they didn't know him all that well yet. They believed in his teachings, but they didn't really know if this was to be the one who would lead them, the Messiah. So Jesus took them up a mountain. And as they were going up a mountain in their old clothes, all of a sudden a great light shone. And Jesus was transformed or changed. His old dark clothes changed into a bright, brilliant white. And a great light shone on him. And he was standing there talking with two old men, Moses and Elijah. And this was pretty amazing because Moses and Elijah had lived thousands of years before Jesus. You can imagine that the three disciples were pretty scared and pretty frightened, but they had enough faith to continue watching and being there. And as they watched, a cloud came over them and the voice of God was heard. And he says, this is my son, my beloved. I am pleased with him. Listen to him. And then the cloud disappeared, and Moses and Elijah left, and Jesus was seen again in the old garments he was wearing. They went back down the mountain, and Jesus said a very strange thing to them. He said, do not tell anyone what you have seen. And in the days to come, I'm wondering what those disciples must have thought. They believed, they heard, and because of the light that was shown on Jesus, they understood a little bit more deeply about his message. And I'm wondering if this isn't true for us too, that there are many, many things that we will see and not understand, and many, many people that may seem strange to us at the beginning. But if we use our flashlight, if we use the light of love, will it help us to understand better, to know better, and to turn on the light that is within us? Will you pray with me? Dear God, thank you for the story of Jesus' transfiguration. Help me to be a light that shines love on all I meet and to go into your amazing world in awe and wonder. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Reading from Numbers, chapter 13, verse 25, through chapter 14, verse 9. At the end of 40 days, they returned from exploring the land. They came back to Moses and Aaron and the whole Israelite community at Kadesh in the desert of Paran. There they reported to them and to the whole assembly and showed them the fruit of the land. They gave Moses this account. We went into the land to which you sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey. Here is its fruit. But the people who live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified and very large. We even saw descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites live in the Negev. The Hittites, Jebusites, and Amorites live in the hill country. And the Canaanites live near the sea and along the Jordan. Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, "We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it." But the men who had gone up with him said, "We can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are." And they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land they had explored. They said, "The land we explored devours those living in it. All the people we saw there are of great size. We saw the Nephilim there. The descendants of Anak come from the Nephilim. We seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we looked the same to them." That night, all the people of the community raised their voices and wept aloud. All the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the whole assembly said to them, "If only we had died in Egypt or in this desert. Why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and children will be taken as plunder. Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt?" And they said to each other, "We should choose a leader and go back to Egypt." Then Moses and Aaron fell face down in front of the whole Israelite assembly gathered there. Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had explored the land, tore their clothes and said to the entire Israelite assembly, "The land we passed through and explored is exceedingly good. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into that land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and will give it to us. Only do not rebel against the Lord. And do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will swallow them up. Their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them." Our second reading is from 2 Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 9 through 10. "But the Lord said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest upon me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen.
I like something sweet and sour, like a chicken wings with a sweet and sour sauce. Do you like them? Cool. It's not just a sweet, it's not just sour. It is both sweet and sour. That's what makes it tasty. To me, life is a series of something sweet and sour. I don't have just sweet experiences. I don't have only sour ones either. I have both sweet and sour life experiences. How about you? Yeah, you do? That's what makes life interesting and sometimes fun. However, when I'm drawn in the deep ocean of sourness, like extreme loneliness or depression, I feel as if my life were full of only bitterness. Especially when I feel rejected by my loving ones while looking for a minimal signs of affection, I tend to focus on only sour aspects of life. In today's scripture readings from the book of Numbers, after God helped Moses to deliver Hebrew people out of slavery in Egypt, they traveled across the wilderness and made it to the border of Canaan, the promised land. When they arrived at the border of the promised land, Moses sent 12 spies into the land to check it out. After 40 days, they returned with their reports from exploring the land. The promised land. It is full of sweet and sour. Sweet. Chapter 13, verse 27, it does flow with milk and honey. Chapter 14, verse 7, the land we passed through and explored is exceedingly good. It is a land flowing with milk and honey. Look at these grapes. They are the biggest and the best tasting we've ever seen. And here, taste some of this honey. Isn't it amazing? And the people said, amen, amen. At the same time, sour. Chapter 13, verse 28, but the people who live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified and very large. 13 and 31, we can attack those people. They are stronger than we are. 13, 33, we seemed like grasshoppers. We seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes. And we look the same to them. There are giants in the land. And compared to them, we look like a grasshoppers, bunch of grasshoppers. And all the people said, oh my, oh my. Based on these reports, the Israelites have two different voices. Voice one, chapter 14, verse 1. Then night all the people of the community raised their voices and wept aloud. Cried aloud. They even blamed God. Why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and children will be taken as a plunder. Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt? We should choose a leader and go back to Egypt. Voice 2 from Joshua and Caleb. Chapter 14, verse 8 and 9. If the Lord is pleased with us, God will lead us into that land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and will give it to us. The Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them. Do not be afraid of them. While the rest of the community focused on the bitterness, Joshua and Caleb focused on the Lord, who has the power over both sweetness and sourness. While I have both sweet and sour in my life journey, like any given season of life, I tend to focus on sour parts, only sour parts, when I'm depressed. I make myself miserable. I'm like a grasshopper. I am small. I'm nothing. I'm too small that people don't care about me, and they treat me like dirt. The Israelites say the same thing. We seem like grasshoppers in our own eyes. We are losers even before fighting. The Bible teaches us, focus on the Lord who has the power of both sweet and sour. Stop focusing on your weakness and start focusing on the Lord. Joshua and Caleb faced the same facts as their fellow spies. They admitted the existence of the giants, but the difference was in their attitudes. Their belief. They believed in God and refused to see themselves as grasshoppers. Instead, they saw themselves as God's people, led by God and empowered by God. Stop focusing on your weakness and start focusing on the Lord who has the power of both sweet and sour. And see yourself as God sees you. this lesson. Stop focusing on your weakness and start focusing on God's power and see yourself as God sees you. This is the very lesson that God has taught me. God has taught me for many, many years. And it had worked. But when I fell into another spiritual slump several years ago, it didn't work. It rather had me to deal with guilty feeling on top of the fruit basket of all those emotions. You loser. You cannot even keep that lesson, practice the lesson God had taught you for over the years. Hey, you loser, you preach yourself. Preach to yourself. But God did not leave me alone in that self-pity party. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. But the Lord said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardship, in persecution, in difficulties. For when I am weak, that I am strong. Amen? I say amen. When I was appointed acting, my father called me. And we had a good conversation. And he tried to give me this advice. You know, he retired from this church, which was located in one of the wealthiest towns in Seoul, in Korea. And many privileged people, you know, gathered together in the church. So from his experiences, he tried to give me this advice. Hey, son, listen. I know you have your stories. But at least for the first 2 or 3 years, you don't want to share your vulnerabilities and your weaknesses to your congregation. Why is that? Because all these privileged people may look down on you. So this is my piece of advice. Then guess what? I'm sharing my vulnerabilities and weaknesses here. Why is that? Because I believe in this Bible passage. I believe in this confession of St. Paul. I'll boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. I believe in my father at the moment took my father's role there. I'm sure he had that experience. And yet as a father, he wanted me to go through some smooth and comfortable beginning and new appointment. But I decided not to follow that advice because I cannot talk about this gospel without sharing my vulnerabilities and weaknesses with you guys. With you people. If you still look down on me because of that, then it's your problem, not my problem. I'm not okay, but it's okay. As I grew up as a pastor's kid, and I have lived my life as a pastor over 25 years, at times I felt like as if I were living in a fishbowl. You know what I'm talking about? It seems like everybody is watching me. He gave me a lot of stress and pressure. However, God taught me this through those experiences. Jinu, you are my masterpiece. I have made you only the healer. Yourself are a witness to my healing love and power. Be my witness. Be my witness. If you cannot see what God is doing in your life, and for you, look at me. Look at me in this fishbowl and see what God has done and is doing in and through my life. I don't know what ending my life story will have, but I know I will continue to have a sweet and sour in my life journey. And I believe the same God who has helped me and saved me through my life will continue to heal my brokenness and make me whole again. And again, and again. May God use me as an example to show you all how powerful, show you all how powerful God's love is. May you find hope in the Lord as you see how God heals me again and again. I'm not okay. You may be not okay, but it's okay. God will make us wounded healers again and again and again. That's what I know. That's what I do know. The Lord says, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness. And I say, so I am weak, but I am strong in you, Lord. God bless you all. And God may experience you. God may let you experience God's love and power again and again. I love you all. Please arise in spirit and or in body. And let us sing this song. I'm not okay. You are not okay, but it's okay. We can face tomorrow because He lives. Because He lives.
He lives and dies to buy. Amen. Amen. As God's people experience God's grace through God's message this morning, we want to respond to God's grace together. Please join me in response to God's grace. God wants our love more than God wants our offerings. Yes, God cares about our hearts, not the amount of our offerings. As we count all the blessings God has already given to us, we cheerfully give our offerings to God, the provider, with a grateful heart. Amen. Amen. Yes, offering time is not the time to, you know, write a check and make a donation to the church. It is time to count all the blessings God has already given to us. And as we count God's blessings, it may open our hearts and we may have that desire, cheerful desire to be part of God's ministries. That's why we do these offerings. So let the church, God's church, continue to do God's ministries and God's missions in and through us. And you have various ways you can do your offerings. You know, please check our website. And you can simply mail your offerings to the church, 435 Main Central Street, on Acton, Massachusetts. But again, please pray first and then send your offerings. If your heart is not ready yet, please do not. Then please let me know and I'll pray with you. Then someday, the Holy Spirit will enable you and empower you to be a cheerful giver. This time we want to pray together. Okay. I don't have any text prayer yet. You didn't get any? Oh, now I got it. Great. Let us pray together. Dorothy Wurst, my dear friends, let us trust in the Lord and worship God together. This is my prayer. Nancy Becker, prayers for the families in Boxboro who lost their homes in last week's fire. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Susan Evans, prayers of gratitude for all my St. Matthew's UMC friends who called, emailed, and texted me to find out about my well-being with news of a recent fire in my neighborhood. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Susan Evans, again, prayers of hope for those who did lose their homes in the fire. Thanks God, no lives were lost. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Thou worst, pray for our country, for wisdom and courage for our leaders. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Javian Tian, continue prayers for my cousin Harriet. She was able to take 225 steps with a walker, though she is having trouble with her feet. She is very determined to walk and dress herself. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
John Bennett, a prayer for my mother, Pat Bennett, and her recovery. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Susan Evans, prayers of gratitude. I got that one. G. Witten, prayers for Don and Sylvia Bonada as they adjust to their new lives in New Jersey. They are now close to their daughter and family. I'll miss them greatly. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Prayers of gratitude. Connie Wilcock, thank you, worship team, for working out all the specifics surrounding prevention of COVID transmission so diligently. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Leslie Brew, prayers of gratitude for our music ministry. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Susan Lasante, thank you, Lord, for Kevin Butler and Jim McPhee, who are running the camera this morning. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Bessie Peterson, and thank you to Susan and Wayne, who have managed the online service since the pandemic began. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Towers, a big thank you to Bessie Peterson and big thank you to Bessie Peterson and Wayne and okay. Oh, I see. Big thank you to Susan and Wayne Lasante for their technical support and a Bessie for the coffee hour. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
And Drum, thank you, Dot, and all of the people who gave us the wonderful PS and evening. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Gordon Witten, thank you, Thelma, for another gorgeous floral arrangement. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Josh Lunda Whitler, thank you, Lynn, for leading our message for all ages this morning. Thank you for sharing your heart. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
While I'm lighting the candles, let us pray for one another, and let us pray for those who are in need of our prayers together. In broader sense, I have two groups of people around me. You know, a group say, I'll pray for you. They say, I'll pray for you, and then they forget about it. And then the other group is, they say, I'll pray for you, and they pray for me. Which group do you want to belong to? Actually, which group are you in? As we share our prayer requests on Sunday morning, and then the office sends you the prayer requests by email, please print them out and use them. You know, you may put them on your, you know, bedside side of bed or on the refrigerator, or bring it in your pocket, and anytime you take them out and pray for one another so that we may become a praying community. Amen?
Amen.
Please don't just share the request. Let us pray together. Actually pray together. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Let us share the sign of peace with one another. The peace of Christ be with you all. The peace of Christ be with you all. I have several announcements to share with you this morning. First of all, thank you all, the worship leaders here, you know, all the leaders. I really appreciate it. And I'm sure that all our congregation really appreciate all your service and ministries here. Thank you very much. And thank you for joining us in worship this morning. You know, we are so glad you are here. You know, if it's your first time or it's been for a while since you got connected to this community of faith, please send me an email. You know, you can find my email address on the church website and also on the YouTube page, pastor@saint-matthews.org. pastor@saint-matthews.org. So we would like to get connected to you. And also after service, we have a virtual coffee hour. Please join us. No password is needed. You know, you can find the link both on our church website and also on the YouTube page. We are going to have a virtual bake sale to help the poorest children in Africa. So you can find the details in our weekly news. And do we have the information on the church website too? So please check the church website as well. And I'd order by February 25th. And delivery will take place between March 6th and March 8th. So please let us do it together. And Ash Wednesday, this coming Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, February 17th. We are going to have a drive-through imposition of ashes from 5:30 p.m. through 6:30 in the church parking lot. You know, as you drive in, you see the entrance of the walkway. You know, right at that point, you know, I'll be standing there, and I will impose the ashes on your forehead. You know, while you are staying in the car, please keep your mask on, and I'll be wearing my mask as well, so for our safety. So we'll do that imposition of ashes, you know, this time through a drive-through this time. And live stream Ash Wednesday service at 7 o'clock, and the virtual door will be open at 6:45, you know, 15 minutes prior to the 7 o'clock, when the worship actually starts. And during the Lenten season, we'll have a Zoom Lenten spiritual reflection. I'll be leading this one. It's on Fridays from March 5th through March 26th. It's a four-week program. So 7 through 8:15 every Fridays from March 5th through March 26th. We are going to reflect on the various topics related to the meanings of Lent and Easter. We'll watch a brief video each session, you know, about 10 minutes video clip, and discuss it at each session. The first one is guilty, busted, and free. And second week, forgiving and forgiven. And third week, am I good enough to be a disciple of Jesus Christ? And the last one will be a dying and living. So please take a look at this information in the weekly news. And please join us. It's a four-week program. And about an hour and 15 minutes. I believe it's doable. So don't just pass this Lenten season without reflecting on the meaning of Lenten. Please join me and join us. And let us do it together. And we'll have a special church conference regarding the second PPP loan. It's going to be held on Monday, February 22nd at 7 o'clock via Zoom. The Zoom link will be provided by email. It's a Monday, February 22nd at 7 o'clock. The district superintendent, Reverend Megan, will join us and lead us. It's a special church conference. As we pray together, you know, you must have heard about this big fire in Boxboro. For now, there are two ways you can support this helping ministry here. You may visit Boxboro UCC Church's website or United Way's website. This information will be in our weekly news. So for now, you may visit these two websites, Boxboro UCC Church or United Way, and you can find the session that you can donate the money, that you can share the financial resource to help these families who lost their homes. Please let's continue to pray for all these people and the first responders with our prayers, with words and action together. My dearly beloved siblings, go with assurance. Read and meditate on God's word day and night. And remember, God has power. Power over both sweet and sour. You may not be okay, but it's okay. Because that God will be walking with you and running with you at times, have you on God's back. So you are okay. Now go in peace and assurance. God loves you. So do I. And there's nothing you can do about it. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let us bless each other through these blessing songs together. Let's